Good morning, everyone. And welcome again to another episode of Reveal and Heal. You know, you can't heal if you won't reveal. I have an amazing guest today, and I know her by the name of Blossom. I'm going to allow her to introduce herself to you, but I want to first let you know that, you know, God gave me the topic for this young, beautiful lady, and it's called My Truth. And I know that it's going to be many of you that can relate to that very topic, My Truth, because that belongs to you. Your truth belongs to you. We were just talking off the record that, you know, that's something people can't take from you is your truth. They don't know enough about you to tell people about you. How you gonna tell somebody who I am? That belongs to me. So Blossom is gonna get an opportunity to share her truth with you, her story, her voice. She's going to speak this morning. So let me remind everyone that's tuned in this morning, you're tuned in to Relationship Lounge Presents Reveal and Heal. And we're on YouTube Live. So you want to go to Relationship Lounge 19 YouTube page. Now, listen, you need to go ahead and call up your friends, call up your family, call up your foe, and let them know that a motivation word is going to be given to them today. Because what we desire to do here on the podcast is inspire, empower, and encourage everyone. You can also hear us on all major podcast outlets because, see, this here today is a live. And, of course, the podcast is the radio version. We do this so that you're able to engage and be a part of the conversation. Many people just want to be a part of the conversation. And, y'all, this is a Monday morning. Mondays, we need something to empower us and uplift us so that we'll be able to go about our week. And that's what this is about. I'm truly excited this morning to share with my sister Blossom. I'm telling you, there have been so many delays. We had planned to do this podcast on many occasions, but the hand of the enemy has always shown his hand and his head, but God prevailed. God prevailed. Y'all put your hands together and show your love for Blossom. Good morning to you, sis.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's going on?
I know that's right. Give it to him. Make me some of that energy. Be the caffeine in their coffee this morning.
Let's stir it up. Let's get ready. How you doing today?
I am doing so much better. You know, there are a lot of things that the enemy has tried to use to come against me. But I just thank God that I know who he is. But I know Amen. Who I am and whose I am.
Amen.
Glory for it all. I have no complaints whatsoever. Because, you know, when you give your life to God and you start working for him and moving divinely as he order your steps, you can expect certain things. So you have to be ready at all times, so you don't have to get ready. So yes. I'm honored to be the host this morning for you to share your story. I'm so excited about your story because this topic that God gave me, my truth. You know, we all have a story, but sis, you got a story. You got a story.
Girl, let me put my bangs out the way so I can tell this story. You hear me?
So please, at this time, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I give God all the glory and the honor. I want to thank you for when I knocked on your door to come on your show, you didn't hesitate. And may God show you favor for being obedient. My name is Blossom, Blossom Rogers. I am a woman of God. God chose me. I didn't choose him. No man can tell me who I don't belong to. You know, God bless me. I'm a recovering addict. I smoked crack for 19 years, but God, I got 18 years clean. Proud mother, 3 sons, 12 grandbabies, and I just had my 3rd great grandbaby. Author of 4 books, From Under a Bridge 1, From Under a Bridge 2, And They Laugh, and When They Laugh. And I want somebody to hear me real well because there's 2 kinds of laughter. Are they laughing with you or at you? You understand me? And I've had both. So like I said, I'm not ashamed of nothing that I've been through because like you said, this is my truth. Can't nobody else tell me. Well, 19 years ago, 18 years ago, I allowed people to talk about me, said I was a liar, because you know what, it's two things that African Americans don't like to talk about. That's molestation and mental illness, okay? And so that's what I went through and God delivered me. We all gonna have, you know what, depression is real. Mental illness is real. We got to stop making it seem like it don't exist. If it's something that you're going through, go see somebody. If you got to take a pill, go take a pill. Because let me tell you one thing, your truth is your truth. You know, so like I said, whatever you want to ask me, sis, I'm ready. Because ain't no shame to my game. Ain't no shame. And one thing I like to say too, I liked it smoking crack cocaine because it helped me to escape away from all the hurt I had inside. But I didn't like the consequences that came with it. You know, you have people saying, I ain't like to get high, I ain't like to get drunk. Yes, we did, because we wouldn't have stayed out there so long. You know what I'm saying? But with everything we do, I say we have consequences. And so, like I said, when I talk about the things in the books that I did, it was consequences because of my action. When we know better, we should do better. But when we're taught whatever happens in the house stays in the house, which it we have so many secrets, we just as sick as our secret. But like I say, I'm here today to expel and tell my truth. This is Blossom's truth.
Amen. Well, let's begin with where it all started.
Well, my great-grandmother, she raised me. My mother was young when she had me. And the first time I remember something happening, I went through molestation. That's what, how I ended up on crack cocaine. The first time I remember something happening, well, I started drinking at the age of 5, okay? My great-grandmother was raised old school that if a child had windworms, you know, you give them beer. And so you know how some children fall in love with a horse on a merry-go-round or a parade? Well, girl, I fell in love with a horse on a can of Coke 45 because that was my medicine every Sunday. So I started drinking every Sunday at 5 to kill windworms. But as we know, that was a myth. That's not true. So my great-grandmother, she raised me. And we got to remember, too, that we're dealing with generational curses, okay? My great-grandmother had her child at 13. So we know that was molestation, all right? So I believe in my heart that God has raised me up to break that generational curse, all right? The reason that the women in my life, in my family couldn't help because they hadn't dealt with their situation. You can't help nobody if you haven't dealt with your stuff, you know? So being, going through the molestation, my great-grandmother had a boarder, and I remember the first time something occurring, I was about 4 going on 5, and I remember him asking me, he tell me to come in the room and did I want to kiss his worm. Well, back then you didn't tell a grown-up no. That was just disrespectful. Well, I didn't know no better because when they tell you to be quiet, that's what you're supposed to have been done. It's not like how these children are today having a conversation with the dog. When I was coming up, you got your whole face kicked off. When her company came, that means you get dolls, everything, and get up and go. So that's what occurred. And then when I went to go stay with my mother, I ended up going through molestation with my stepfather. So going through that, that's how I ended up on the drugs and the alcohol.
At what point did you start your recovery?
Whew. I had to, listen, in book one, I talk about how I went through the molestation, how I got pregnant at an early age, how I got married at an early age because my first husband was in the military and I thought about money, travel, can get away. But as we know, we can't run from our problems because sometimes we're our own problems, okay? And then I got with the guy. Once my husband went AWOL from the service, we separated and I got with the guy who was already on crack. And that's why we have to be careful of wanting somebody else's stuff. He was involved with another woman and I was like, I'm gonna take him. Baby, I thought the grass was greener, but once you lift it up, it's muddy up under the end. Curiosity killed the cat, you know. Book two, I talk about how I've been to prison, 589931, that's my prison number. How God delivered me from a homosexual lifestyle. And I'm not judging anybody, but that wasn't the lifestyle for Blossom. But I can honestly say I did fall in love with her. And back then I would have married her, but God is a deliverer. So I'm just saying what Blossom went through. I'm not judging anybody. I'm talking about what Blossom went through. I talk about how I was an unfit mother. You know, I didn't raise my kids. So my mother and my great grandmother, they stepped in and kept that chain together because I was so busy smoking crack and trying to stay in the streets. Somebody could have molested my children because of my carelessness, but God, my mother and my great-grandmother had them. I also talk about how I had a man to leave me for another man. This brother was fine as all I know, but he still left me for another man. I had a guy that was HIV positive. He never told me that he was positive, but I'm here to tell you about the God we serve. I'm 18 years clean, don't have AIDS, and don't have HIV. And you know, you have some people want to make it seem like it's so scientific. No, that was the blood of Jesus that covered me. You understand me? He kept me for a reason. Talk about how I was robbing people. I talk about how I was in and out of mental institutions, you know, because I had been diagnosed schizophrenic, bipolar, and what it was, I was depressed. I was on crack. Nobody wouldn't let me tell my story about being molested. My molester denied it. So everybody, you know, wanted to say it was my fault that I seduced him, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we're just as sick as our secrets. So I talk about all these things in my book, and the book is not to hurt anybody. You know, because when the book came out, I still have family members that call it the book, but it's called From Under a Bridge because I literally lived under a bridge in the backseat of my car, which was a 1993 Dynasty. And people used to cross over that bridge, and it was people out there 24/7 because it was a big fishing area. But God covered me. Nobody ever messed with me, ever raped me, ever did. Now, only time I got in trouble was when I got in that front seat of that car, went to Westside. That's when I got in trouble. But God is a keeper. Many nights I cried up on that bridge because one, I was on crack, or I didn't have no crack, you know. But what the night that God said enough is enough, because I had went back to jail and I was facing 9 years. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather go do the time because I couldn't do probation. Some people could do it, some people could. I was one of them because I wasn't for to pay them. I wasn't for to report in. So go, let me go off of 9 years with all the time I had in. I'd have done 5 and came home. But God, I walked out of that place scot-free, no probation, no nothing. God showed me favor. So I started going to church, got into church, got saved, and then I backslid. Going back to the people, places, and things, you know. And so I was in a crack house. I'm originally from Florida. So I was in a crack house in Daytona Beach. And the other people, they was in the other room getting high. And I still had the shirt, the shoes, and the purse I had on that night. Now, I don't know what I had on at the bottom. I pray to God I had something on. But these are the items that I still have left. And I tell people, if you can't wear my shoes mentally or physically, you can't tell me nothing. Because you have a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, I would do this. You don't know what you would do in a predicament. So that's why we can't point out our fingers or talk about this person or that person, because it turn around, it could be you. I learned that one-on-one. So I started writing God a letter, and I still was smoking crack. And you know, you have people ask you were smoking crack and talking to God. God already knew what I was going to do. That's like the woman at the well. He waited for her. He waited for me. He said, I know she's going to go over there and have a relationship with a woman, but I'm going to still wait on her. I know she's going to be over there with that man with HIV, but I'm going to still wait. He waited on me because he knew. He created me. There's nothing that we can do that God don't know. There's no thought that we can think that he don't know. So I was writing and smoking, writing and smoking. And so the young lady came into the kitchen where I was to give me another hit of crack and to check on me, because I had distanced myself. I had been up like 2 weeks. I was so tired. I was mentally tired. Eyelashes were tired. Feet was tired. I was just tired because I was running. And she came and I told her, I said, she gave me a hit of crack. And I said, the next time you see me, I'll be clean and sober. And she laughed. So I went back to writing and I took another hit and wrote some more. And I put that stem down. I put that purse on my shoulder. And I walked out that crack house. I went and checked myself into the hospital because I hadn't started robbing people. Somebody was going to get killed. It was either going to be me or them. That's how desperate I hadn't got. But I felt God saying, enough is enough. And I knew, and I was still trying to get high, but it was just something different about this high. It's like I couldn't feel it, but I still was just trying to. It was not that there was some bad dope. It was just my season was up. So God bless it. They put me into a hospital. And when the lady started doing my assessment, she said, Blossom, are you willing to be relocated? Sometimes you got to leave people, places, and things. People don't believe that, but that is so true. And so it looked like she had been gone maybe an hour. And she came back and she said, Blossom, we found a place. Now they sent me to a place in Miami. I said, now, Miami, and I was scared because everything you hear about Miami, believe it. So they came to pick me up, and God bless me. I did my inpatient, I did my outpatient, and I didn't go back home. You know, now I got some friends who were able to get clean and sober in our hometown, but I wasn't one of them. And then that wasn't meant for me anyway, you know. So God bless me. I started going to school down in Miami, end up meeting another guy, and I got married again. And I tell people, even though I'm 18 years clean, we still gonna have life issues. Still gonna have it. I was the kind of crackhead, if a bird got hit, let's go get high. I didn't need no reason. I told, and this is my, we're divorced now, but I still live here in Alabama. And when we got here, when we were still living in Miami, I told him, I said, don't get me in Alabama and try to make a fool of me. And so God bless, God is a keeper, y'all. I'm telling you, he is a keeper. We got here and look, things had started changing. And then he started messing around on me, and he brought another woman into our home. And when that woman called me and told me that she had been in my home, it wasn't nobody but God who kept me. The old Blossom wanted to cut me because I was quick with the switchblade. Peter didn't have nothing on me. You understand me? But my thoughts was, I remember crying out to the Lord because I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to go back out there up on no bridge. I didn't want to have to go sleep with people just to have a place to stay. I didn't want people to keep jumping on me because I had got double teamed one time and they beat me real bad. But see, I put myself in that predicament. You understand me? One was kicking me, one spit on me, and one was beating me in my back. You know, so I don't want to ever go through that again. The lifestyle that I was living, I'm 56 years old, so 19 of them years, y'all, I was out there in the streets, back and forth, jail, somebody institution. I didn't want to live like that no more. And listening to the older, I call them seasoned saints in the church, they was telling me to stay with them. Well, you know what? When I was smoking crack, I felt like I deserved that. But I was in the church now. I didn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? So we ended up getting a divorce, but I didn't go back to getting high. First time buying a home, I lost that to foreclosure, but I didn't go back to getting high. Brand new car, repo, but I didn't go back to getting high. So things are going to happen, but I don't mean I got to pick up. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, God bless me to start writing the books and start opening doors for me to travel. God bless me. I've been on Pastor Cliff Rodala's show, 5 projects with TBN, my own TV show, my own podcast. These are all the things that God has done for me. And the best is yet to come. I am a nonprofit organization where the name of it is From Under a Bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women. I went before Habitat 6 years ago and was telling them my dreams, how I want a home for women that want to stay clean and sober. Because if we don't have a safe place to go, we'll go back to the people, places, and things. So they told me, they said, Blossom, once you get your status, get back in touch with us and we'll see what we can do. So God bless me. A month later, I ended up becoming a 501c3. And they couldn't build a home for me, but God touched their heart. They gave me some land. So I have my land. I have my blueprints, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, washer, dryer, kitchen, nook area. I had to go before the zoning committee where we were approved to house 6 women instead of 3 women. Have my building permit. And now I'm waiting for God to give me the provision. So like I said, it's a process. It's a process. I now I know why I had to go through all that. It's because I'm supposed to go, like Moses, go back and help others to come out. So like I said, you know, telling my story, was it easy coming out? Because, you know, you have people that try to bring you up your past. But what I want to do, my legacy, I want to leave my kids not just money, okay? But I want to leave them a foundation. So they'll know, yeah, my mama did all these things back in the day, but this is what she did with the rest of her life. You know what I'm saying? I had to prove myself to my boys because I was a pop-up mama. Pop-up here, pop-up gone. So, you know, we have to earn the trust back. Now, they didn't hate me. They hate the things that I was doing and the things they heard. You understand me? Because I got all boys. They don't want to hear nothing about what their mama doing or nobody, you know, they don't want to hear that. So God bless it. Once I got a year clean, I was able to call each one of them and apologize. I don't never say sorry because there's nothing sorry about me because when God created me, he wasn't sorry. I apologize or please forgive me. And so it took a minute, you know, for them, you know, there she go, watch her, you know, or she going to the bathroom, make sure there ain't no toilet paper, you know, that kind of stuff. But here we are 18 years later. So like I said, I just had my third great grandbaby and I got 12 beautiful grandchildren. So it's a process. It's a process. And the best is yet to come. A year ago, I got a phone call where this team was doing my documentary. And then we talked about that for a minute, because eventually one day I want to make mine into a film. And it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in God's timing. And they called me back and they was telling me about this film that they were getting ready to do. I'm going to tell you about the God I serve. I'm an ex-crackhead, an ex-alcoholic, an ex-prostitute, ex-lesbian, ex-ex-ex. But God opened the door when they told me about the film. I was like, well, that's good, baby. I'm saying, I said, well, what they got to do with me? I'm just, you know, listening. And so at this time, they said, we want to give you a part. I said, who? Me? And so, because I ain't never acted there in my life, unless I had to act out there on the streets to get my dope. You know what I'm saying? I knew how to act, baby. Baby, I would make them laugh. So at this time, because I was always a class clown, and your gifts will make room for you. You know what I'm saying? So they kept talking. I'm like, okay. And so the cameraman's wife, she said, Miss Blossom, you're going to get paid for this too. So, you know, I said straight up then, I said, paid. But I'm going to tell you how good God is, sis. I said, well, what part do I want to give me? I'm thinking, you know, this is just a sit down part, sit down. They messed around and said the leading part. God, how about the name of the film is called A Grandmother's Faith, and I play Miss Maybelline Johnson. In the film, we'll be getting ready to go back on the set soon to finish it up. But what I'm saying is, God got a sense of humor. You understand me? So when we was in Fayetteville, North Carolina on the set, you know, they was making me look old and everything. And that's an experience nobody could ever take away from me. Do you understand me? Because they said I would amount to nothing. They said I was going to be a crackhead to the day I die. I said that too. But God, so the film will be coming out end of this year or beginning of next year. And it's called A Grandmother's Faith. And I play Miss Maybelline Johnson. And let me tell you how good God is. I said, when do I need to audition? They said, you got favor. I didn't even have to audition for the part. You tell me God ain't good. So I'll keep you posted. I'm excited about that. And God bless me now. I work for the University of Alabama as a community engagement specialist dealing with opioid epidemic. And now I'm getting ready. I'm taking my little courses. And in December, Lord's will, I'm taking my big test to become a certified drug counselor. So before I leave here, I want to get my doctoring in addiction. I want to be able to help people and just let people know that if he did it for me, he brought me from under a bridge in the backseat of a 1993 Dynasty. The backseat was my bedroom. The front seat was my living room. The trunk was my closet. The public bathroom was where I went to baths at. My neighbors was little ducks. You know what I'm saying? These are the things I woke up to. But many nights I was up under that grid. And don't get me wrong, I went to programs and all that. But I know who was up under that bridge with me. And that was God. That was God. So like I said, it is different avenues to getting clean and sober, but I know what avenue helped me. So like I said, that's Blossom, you know, and the best is yet to come. I tell everybody, watch God work, because it's not me. Watch God work.
Yes. It's a wonderful story.
God be glory.
It's a true story. It's a true story. And it's a lot to that story
I haven't told everything, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes
I'm going to give you a chance because we're going to do a part two.
Okay.
We're going to do a part two because, see, you pretty much have just talked about the surface of how it appeared that you just had favor, but they don't know. They don't know the road.
Right. They don't know.
They don't know what it took. And it's so important, you know, that we're able to talk about the grind in your story because there are many that's trying, they're trying to climb their way out. And they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They don't.
And I didn't for a long time either.
You're
I
the
didn't
light,
either.
Though, sis. You're the light. Your story is the light.
Amen.
They don't know no true stories of the real Mully Grub. They don't know no victorious story.
Amen.
Because you know what people do? They layer their story. They leave pieces out. They don't talk about the real truth of the story, which leaves other people to add to their story.
Right, right, right. And like you said, my truth. My truth.
And it's so much to your truth. It's such an amazing story. And we see the victoriousness in what God is doing, but you paid a price. You paid a price. Your children paid a price. The people that you love and witness what you went through paid a price. But see, I want you to make it make sense. On part two, I want you to make it make sense for the people that are still struggling. They need to understand God has not forgotten them.
That's right.
No matter how bad it seems. See, they don't know how bad it was for you.
No.
See, you're looking all beautiful and you're shining like a diamond. But they don't even really know. They don't have a clue. But part two, we're going to let them know.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to let them know.
And that's what, you know what, that's what my desire is, to travel the world. I want to get my story out there to let people know, don't give up. I was so small. I was wearing two pair of pants. I wasn't taking no baths. I looked like Chelsea from the Crip and smelled like hot buttermilk. Girl, I was a sight and thought I was the prettiest thing there was. You understand me? And the enemy had me so fooled till I was doing things I wasn't raised to do, having orgies and all that kind of stuff to get a hit or crack. Do you understand me?
You know something? I don't want you to go no further. I don't want you to go no further. Because, see, I want the raw, uncut story on part two.
Gotcha.
And the part one is going to draw people. If you want to be delivered, if you want to be set free, you need to listen to the story of a victorious woman that tell you what she lived, not what she was told.
Gotcha. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. I want to thank you for sharing this morning.
Amen.
And I'm stopping it right now because it's so much. It's we got people on milk out here. You understand? Yes. It's like this is meat that you have shared this morning.
God be the glory.
So much that you just got to just like sit in and just take notice to the God we serve.
Amen.
If had not been for the Lord on your side,
I should be somewhere eating, sucking on some cotton in a nursing home. I should be dead. But God, I'm sitting here today. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Don't get me wrong. But I serve a perfect God. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. But I thank God I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I liked it doing everything. I liked it. But I didn't like the consequences that came with it. And I can tell the truth.
Transparency is everything. And that's what you're making clear. It's like you're being so transparent. It's like, don't lie to yourself. It was good.
It was.
It puts me in the mind of a song I used to hear, loving you is wrong, but I don't want to be right.
Thank you.
Like all these things, it's not that it don't feel bad. It's got to be something that's keeping
because you in the beginning, it was fun. Then it became a habit. Then it became a job, you know what I'm saying? I had to get out there and get it, you know what I'm saying? I used to wait for people to bring me a hit. Then they started breaking my neck when I'm sending them with my money. And I was like, I'm going to get my own stuff. And it was off to the races. But that's for part two.
Absolutely.
That's for part two.
Absolutely. We just wanted to end it with people understanding that habits is something that, you know, that thing, it's got to be something to it for you to be trying to get a fix. I don't care if it's drugs. I don't care if it's food. I don't care if it's sex. I don't care what if it's something that's causing you to act unorthodox and outside of yourself. It can't be good for you.
Thank you.
Too much of anything is not good for you.
Everybody got a bridge. My bridge might not be yours and yours might not be mine, but we all got a bridge. You know what I'm saying? And what the thing is, you got to talk about it. That's what helps me stay clean and sober, being able to talk about it. Because each time God opens the door and allows me to be on a platform, it's more and more healing. But then, you know, God had to teach me how to forgive my abuser. Then he had to teach me how to forgive myself, because my abuser didn't grow up saying he wanted to molest a child. So something had to have happened in order.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. Reveal and heal is more than the story, because we've got to understand that we weren't just picked on. Everybody is hurt. Your abuser is hurt.
That's right.
It's a whole string of hurting people. So our goal is to take this pain, take these things that shaped us.
That's what it's doing.
That's what it's doing. It's shaping you into purpose. So we're going to get more into that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I fixed a pause, part two, and I want you to understand the importance of you listening to this sister's story over and over again. There's definitely going to be a part two. You can hear this story on Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Pandora, all the major podcast outlets. You can see it on the Relationship Lounge YouTube page over and over again. Please like and subscribe, because if you like and subscribe, you're going to be able to hear more of these stories, and you're going to also get an alert when there are more stories that are coming. These are weekly stories. Every single week, it's a different story, a different truth that someone is sharing. Once again, you can't heal what you won't reveal. Let me share with you this morning's quote. I am not afraid of my truth anymore, and I will not omit pieces of me to make you comfortable. Check, check, check. Okay? Yeah. That's for somebody this morning. That's for somebody this morning. Sis, tell them how that they can follow you on social media. You know, how they can, you can be reached to go and speak, and how they can purchase your books.
Well, my check me out on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. You can give me a call at 305-753-8164. Send me an email, BLOS2White@yahoo.com. And anybody who gets in touch with me, you send me your email address, I'll plant a seed and give you copies of the book, From Under Bridge 1 and 2. No charge, because this is about helping. And so, like I said, Blossom Rogers, Facebook and Instagram, phone number 305-753-8164, or send me an email, BLOS2White@yahoo.com. Get in touch with me. If I can help, I'm here. If I can't help you, I'm not going to hinder you.
Wow. Thank you so much once again, Blossom. And I want to remind everybody of the radio show, I'm Not Okay Why. This aired every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. Of course, it's live and in effect. You can log into www.reallyrealradio.com and you can hear the raw and uncut radio program, talk radio, about the things that we're not okay with in our community. It's all about change and it's all about healing. I'm Coach Deb. Remember to love yourself, love everybody, and be an example. Have an amazing day. You deserve it. Thank you so much, love.
You're welcome, baby.
Part two.
Amen.